Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Steve Perry, Administrator of the General Services Administration. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Steve Watson.
Your fiscal 2001 annual report, it's reported that GSA met or exceeded 78% of the performance goals it had set forth. Were you satisfied with this outcome?
We know that we can improve upon that, and we know we need to improve upon that because our customer needs are increasing. We are setting for ourselves, or have set for ourselves for 2002 and beyond, even more challenging goals that were set in 2001. So we will have to work harder and smarter to make sure that our performance continues to improve. Even though 2001 was a good year, and it indicates that we have a strong foundation on which to build, we know that the future will require us to do more than that.
What are some of your top priorities for fiscal year 2002 and beyond that, looking forward to 2003?
Well, let's take our property management area first. As you know, we have 1,800 or so federally owned buildings. Unfortunately, the state of repair of some of those buildings is not what it should be. The General Accounting Office did a study that indicated that something over $4 billion of deferred maintenance needed to be addressed. And we know that that's going to be a tough challenge. And at the same time, we know that we want our legacy to be that we address those issues as best we possibly could. We're doing that by, first of all, in our portfolio management of our real estate assets, developing the priorities of which of those buildings will be addressed first. And we're looking at those priorities on a national basis. A second thing we're doing is that we're taking the resources that we have available in the appropriations from Congress and what's called the Federal Buildings Fund and giving a high priority to addressing the backlog of repair and alterations work or deferred maintenance. And then thirdly, we are sponsoring a proposed legislation that would reform the property management rules and regulations under which we operate to enable us to use more modern real estate management practices so that we could better address some of these issues. As an example, one of the more modern real estate management practices would be that each agency would be more involved, if you will, in developing an annual facilities management plan and making sure that that facilities management plan was consistent with that agency's mission. And that would help to identify whether there are buildings that are excess to that agency's mission so that we could deal with that. It would also help to identify buildings that are continue to be needed for the agency mission, and so they would move up on the priority list in terms of attention for purposes of repair and alterations. Another part of that reform would be to enable GSA to enter into public-private partnerships. In effect, find a way to be able to have private sector investors invest in repairing existing federally owned buildings and then recovering their investment over a period of years by receiving a pro rata share of the rents. Today, we often find ourselves with inadequate resources. If we could tap private sector developers who would be willing to make these investments for return, it would be a way to help solve the deferred maintenance problem that we have. So that's a big priority for us in the property management arena. In the procurement arena, what we've been endeavoring to do is find more and more efficient ways to enable agencies to be able to carry out their purchase of products and services needs. As you know, we have something called GSA Schedules, a very efficient marketplace type of an arrangement that we at GSA have put in place that enables agencies who need to buy certain things just to go to that schedule and make the purchase. The terms and conditions have already been negotiated. The price and delivery items are already in place, and it makes it a very efficient process for agencies to use. In addition to those sort of unassisted schedules, we have some agencies who need additional assistance, particularly in the purchase of information technology types of items. And in that instance, our Federal Technology Service provides additional assistance where it's needed to help agencies develop the scope of their process change, to help them review alternatives in terms of their purchasing options, help them make the selection and provide for the delivery and implementation of the improvement. So that is an area as well where we are endeavoring to make that process work better so that agencies get even higher value when they use GSA for their procurement purposes.
We've talked about other aspects of the president's management agenda. Another agenda item is to better link performance with the budget process. How effective has GSA been in being able to make that linkage?
That's an area that we will need to make further improvement, as a matter of fact. We have had some success in being able to identify parts of our performance agenda that are working well and identify parts that are not working well, and then make the appropriate resource allocation changes as needed. What's meant by linking budget to performance is that you should not continue to devote resources to an activity that's not generating a highly desirable result. So that means there may be low-value activities that agencies are involved in, and we need to reduce the amount of time and money and people that are devoted to low-value activities, and have a greater proportion of our resource budget allocated to the higher-value activities. And so that's what we're attempting to do to a greater extent than may have been the case in the past.
You've worked in both the private sector and the public sector. I'm curious about your observations on the differences, perhaps just in terms of culture.
Actually, there's a lot of similarities that, to me, as a person coming in, I find most people in the private sector would not have assumed. One of the things that is very prevalent, I think, in the public sector is it is populated by a number of people who are here largely as a result of their commitment to public service. It isn't that they couldn't be successful in the private sector, but they just made a choice to be involved in a public service type of activity because of the satisfaction that that brings. And so we happen to have, certainly at GSA, a number of people who are very capable, competent individuals who are doing what they do, partially driven by this desire to be involved in public service. Again, I see lots of similarities between the private sector and public sector, but one area of difference perhaps is this area that the president has hit upon as he has announced his performance management agenda, saying that we can deliver good government to the people, good government being defined as citizen-centered and results-oriented. That's a very simple statement, but really a profound statement as well. Citizen-centered, results-oriented government. That's the definition of good government. But President Bush's agenda says that we can deliver that in part by improving on our use of good management practices. So that is an area where the private sector, I think, generally speaking, is more diligent about using good management practices than is the case today in some public sector agencies. And what I mean by good management practices, to make sure that you have a process of setting challenging goals, goals that are important from a customer perspective, goals that are challenging, goals that are measurable, and goals that are broadly communicated among the people who have to carry them out. That's a management practice. Some organizations don't do that as well as they might. I think as we at GSA and other federal agencies do our goal setting step better, it begins to improve or offer the opportunity for improvement of the organization. Similarly, other aspects of the performance management process beyond goal setting, developing action plans, which are documented so that it's clear among everybody in the organization who's responsible to do what by when. And then moving on with execution of those action plans, and then measuring performance after the fact. Measuring performance as a part of the effort to achieve accountability, but also measuring performance as a part of the effort of understanding where it is that we're on the right track and where it is that we're not on the right track so that we could take appropriate corrective action in terms of our processes. So these are management practices which, as I say, most private sector organizations that I've been familiar with rely upon and execute in a very diligent and rigorous way. In the public sector, we are moving toward executing those kinds of management practices more diligently and more rigorously, and I think the result will be improved performance.
What advice would you give to a young person interested in a career in public service?
Well, I would certainly encourage it. Being involved in public service is necessary. I mean, think of what our country infrastructure and activities would be like if we didn't have the services that are brought to us by federal agencies. So it's necessary. It's a very worthwhile career. because you do have the opportunity to use your academic skills and your God-given talents to do very interesting work.
Well, we've run out of time, Steve. Steve and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I really have enjoyed our conversation. I'll mention, if I may, if people want to get in touch with GSA, there's at least two ways to do it in terms of using the web. One is through gsa.gov, and the other is through FirstGov, spelled FirstGov.gov. That gets you in touch not only with GSA, but with all federal agencies.
Great. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Steve Perry, Administrator of the General Services Administration. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and research, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.